Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. I want to talk about how you actually got to where you are now, because this isn't what you used to do back in the day. You used to be, on the New York Stock Exchange floor, right?
Yes.
And then you were a bartender as well, I think, during or after that period.
Yes.
And you were a fitness dance instructor.
Yes.
And probably doing a number of other things. Did you ever imagine earlier in your career that you'd be where you are now?
I think there was glimmers of it. Mm-hmm. When I was on the New York Stock Exchange, it was an amazing environment. You know, there's no seats on the floor and you're running around like a crazy person all day, which is great for me because I had a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But I realized, you know, no matter how many millions people were making around me, they seemed and they shared that they felt spiritually bankrupt. Mm. And I just couldn't envision myself going to the same place every single day and living for like those 2 weeks a year when you could take vacation.
Yeah.
Just felt like a mismatch for my DNA.
Mm.
So I knew I was meant to do something that was different. I knew that I wanted to make a positive impact on a lot of people's lives. I knew I wanted to travel. I had a sense that I wanted to teach somehow, but I couldn't have imagined this because I don't think I even knew this could exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, back then there wasn't even the internet probably, or
nope.
No one was really doing this.
Not at this level. And yeah. You know, after I left Wall Street, and I was going on my odyssey to figure out what I was supposed to do with my life. And I worked in magazine publishing because I thought that would be a good mix for me because I loved business, but I was also really creative. As a little girl, I would draw and paint all the time. And I thought I was either going to be an animator for Disney or a fashion designer.
Was that your dream as a child?
I was a multi-passionate kid. Uh-huh. So when I look back at those kid books, my mom kept like really great records. And it says, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I would answer at six with like five or six different professions. From like, so I wanted to be an artist and a dancer and an actress and a writer and a teacher. There was always a million things.
And you've done all those things. But, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, but I even remember as a kid, I was like, gosh, choosing one thing sounds so boring. And I know it's great for some people because that's their truth. But for me, there was always a lot happening. So even in the magazine publishing world, it was awesome. And I'm so grateful for that experience. But I kept having that feeling that I think many of us have. This is not where I'm supposed to be. This is not what I'm meant to do. And I would look ahead at my bosses, you know, the publisher of a magazine, the editor-in-chief of a magazine, and I would see that path and I said, gosh, I don't want to be them. I'm not aspiring to get that job. So if I don't want to climb this ladder, what am I doing here? Like, I'm wasting my time and their time. And it started to really gnaw at me. I had so much potential. And it felt like time was passing me by. And again, I was all of like 21 years old.
Sure.
But at that point, I was like, you know, a racehorse ready to get out of the gate. And I just felt like I couldn't get traction. I felt like a loser, to be honest with you, because I knew I was smart. I knew I was driven. I knew I was ready to work hard. But I felt like I couldn't figure out where my place was.
So how does someone take the steps to figuring out what it is they're really passionate about and take those steps to start doing it so they can make a full-time living doing what they love?
My favorite life mantra that I live by is that clarity comes from engagement, not thought. I remember being in those jobs, trying to think my way into what I was supposed to be doing with my life. And at that time, the internet was, again, just kind of new.
Yeah.
And one day I was at Mademoiselle and I was searching around online and I stumbled upon this article about a new profession at the time called life coaching. Uh-huh. And I say new at the time because now it seems like
everybody's
a life coach.
Yeah.
But I couldn't deny how something in my body and in my soul seemed to light up. And the more I learned about it, the more I got lit up. And so I researched and I found this place called Coach University. And it was the first online coach training. So they teach you to be a business coach and a life coach, and it was 3 years. Wow. You do it all over teleseminars. And again, this all sounded brand new back in the late 90s. So I signed up and I continued my job at the magazine during the day. But my point here is, I did something. Mm. You know, I got that article and I was like, wow, that inspired me. Let me go call the coach training place and check out what that is. Oh, let me go sign up and see what this is like. And out of the act of doing it, out of engaging, I kept getting the signals that this is for me. So many of us can think in our minds like, okay, I'm dissatisfied, I'm not fulfilled, I don't know what I wanna do, but we try and think our way into an answer rather than start getting into action to try different things, to sample them. Yeah. You can take a class, you can take a physical class, you can read a book, you can start talking to people. There are so many different strategic ways to engage in an idea without quitting your job, without putting yourself at risk, without doing anything that would jeopardize your well-being in the current moment, but set yourself up for success down the line. Then there was this whole other certification process. And to be really honest, I didn't feel called to do it. Mm-hmm. I had other things by that point that I was like, okay, I want to get a product out there. I also got involved with health and fitness. So there was only 24 hours in a day. And I chose not to get certified. And I was more interested in, could I get someone results? Exactly. Was I a good coach? Yeah. Could I positively impact their life? Could I help them get to the place where they wanted to go? And could I be an awesome coach, again, from experience, not just because I had a piece of paper?
Yeah.
So that for me was more exciting, and that's what I focused on.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.